Ranch, and portions of East Henderson. Catch me on The Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2023 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
You're pregnant, and no matter what you do, no matter what you try, you can't stop using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco. But no matter how lost you are, how far along you are, it's not too late. There's always hope, and there are many safe places that can help you stop using. In Nevada, pregnant women are given the highest priority for substance use treatment. Low-cost treatment options may be available so you and your baby can get healthy now. If you or someone you love is pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant and using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 to find help today. SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org also has resources for healthcare providers, friends, and family. If you want to help someone who's pregnant and using, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 today. Sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know what I hate in the media? I hate it when the obvious question goes unasked. For instance, great example, Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, was on with Maria Bartiromo. And I normally, I love Maria Bartiromo. I really love her. I think she's great. And you got to get up in the morning to watch her. But she has great guests. On Sunday morning, she was on with Ron Johnson yesterday, and Ron Johnson did something which I think may blow the lid off the entire Biden administration. It has nothing to do with Hunter Biden, by the way. Nothing to do with that. But Ron Johnson, with Maria Bartiromo, accused Anthony Blinken. He's just like the Secretary of State, you know. Accused him of lying to Congress. And these aren't just, you know, gray area things. These are big deals or big friggin' deals, as our president would say. This was Ron Johnson yesterday with Maria Bartiromo.
Your investigation into Hunter Biden and his business dealings began when? Because I want to get into the Anthony Blinken situation now that we heard from John Ratcliffe. Right. But your investigation began when? 2018 or even earlier than that?
Yeah, really focusing on the Bidens, probably the tail end of 2019 and then into 2020, where, of course, we had the pandemic outbreak, so that didn't make things easier. You know, quite honestly, I didn't have the full support of my committee or the conference to subpoena the Bidens. They thought it was too political.
Right.
So, you know, they were professing their innocence. So we invited all of them to come in and testify to proclaim their innocence. What is interesting, Marie, and here's a little news for you. Anthony Blinken finally did come in and sit down for a voluntary transcribed interview in December of 2020 because he wanted to be Secretary of State. And now because of more information that's come out, we know that he lied bold-faced to Congress about never emailing Hunter Biden. My guess is he told a bunch of other lies that hopefully we'll be able to bring him and his wife back in, tell them to preserve their records. You cannot trust Joe Biden. You cannot trust Hunter Biden. You can't trust the Biden family. You can't trust so many of the people that they have surrounded themselves with.
This
I mean, these made men. I basically agree with that statement.
Yeah, I mean, that was
it is. Here's the problem, Maria. What do you do when you have, in effect, co-conspirators of the Biden family inside the agencies, inside our intelligence agencies, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and you have the political party, the Democrats, who couldn't care less, have no interest whatsoever in the corruption that is being uncovered bit by bit as we pull back the layers of the onion here, as we peel them back.
So just to be clear, you just said you believe Anthony Blinken lied to you under oath.
Yes, he did. He said he did not email Hunter Biden, and now we have those emails. We also know that his wife, using her private email address when she was a employee of the State Department, was basically a conduit between her husband and Hunter Biden as well. So again, I think there's so much more to uncover here. There's so much more investigation. He needs to be subpoenaed. I don't have that subpoena power. He ought to come in just voluntarily if he wants to proclaim his innocence. I doubt he'll do that, but he must and she must preserve their records, their personal emails. We need to get to the bottom of this. We need to show how corrupt these individuals are.
Okay, so the House has subpoena power. They can accuse Anthony Blinken and anybody else. Hunter Biden doesn't matter. They can subpoena anybody they want because they've got the control of the chair in the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan. My question is, why isn't somebody hauling these people into a hearing room and letting them testify under oath? And if they lied, well, then they're in the contempt of Congress. They clearly have lied. And I keep asking myself the question. It's the question that never gets asked. When are you guys going to call somebody up to the Hill and grill them the same way they do with us, with Republicans? I've never quite understood that. We'll talk about that more coming up. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? I absolutely love it when you're a part of the show. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Here we are on a Monday, the first day of May, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At 131, one of the first things I notice when I check out the traffic cams right now in front of me is the blowing dust and debris out there. Gusty winds up to 40 miles per hour today, so that's going to be going on until 11 o'clock tonight. With that wind advisory, do watch for blowing debris. Heavy backups as you leave Interstate 15 southbound at Charleston right now. Also, we're seeing some slow flows past Allegiant Stadium on Interstate 15 northbound. And that's mainly between Sunset and Tropicana. Do look out for accidents right now. Fort Apache at Hacienda, Koval at Flamingo, and Tropicana at Rainbow.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Vegas Golden Knights are set for the second round of the NHL playoffs. They'll take on the Edmonton Oilers. Game one in Vegas this Wednesday night. The Oilers eliminated the LA Kings in six games. The Golden Knights took care of Winnipeg in five games. Vegas has home ice advantage game two on Friday at home before the series shifts to Edmonton. Baseball Sunday, the Dodgers beat the Cardinals 6-3. The A's over the Reds 5-4. The Padres beat the Giants 6-4. The Angels shut out the Brewers 3-0. The Rockies 12-4 winners over the Diamondbacks. NBA playoffs tonight, Suns and Nuggets game two in Denver. The Nuggets up 1-0 in the series after a 125-107 win on Saturday. Golden State eliminated Sacramento in Game 7 last night, 120-100 the final. The Warriors move on to battle the Lakers Game 1 tomorrow in San Francisco. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
You're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has three been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Smooth skin begins with hydrating ingredients. Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion nourishes your skin with all-day hydration for deeply moisturized results that give you confidence like buttery soft shoulders like and visibly smooth skin like. Quench your skin with nourishing moisture from Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion. Try Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash, too, and get skin your face will envy.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just love it. When I see the Sunday shows and I see what's going on out there and what they're talking about, I really do like it. We're going to get to some sound from what was an amazing day on cable news yesterday. But I wanted to go through a couple of things based on my trip to the southern border, and we didn't really have a lot of time because we had so much breaking news on Friday. I just didn't have the chance to get to it. But I wanted to, one of the things I love about the trip that we took with Americans for Prosperity Foundation, and that was AFP does a great job not only of enumerating the problems in our world, in our society, but they have a knack of being able to come up with solutions, good common sense solutions. And one of the things that I absolutely love was their ability to find solutions. I agree with much of what they espouse. For instance, the idea of ending asylum fraud. Essentially going back to the Trump policies. That a lot of the Trump policies were absolutely spot on. And I honestly believe that ending asylum fraud is one thing that has to happen. The other thing is catch and release, which makes no sense at all. It really does. It makes no sense whatsoever. One of the things that happened during our visit to Southern Texas, and that was the idea of finishing the border wall. Now, not all border walls are equal. And in fact, we had a chance to see border walls from George W. Bush's era, Trump, and even some modern-day walls. But they're there because the
It's just not practical to have one kind of wall, kind of a one size fits all. It doesn't work that way. But increasing the Border Patrol resources is something that is, I think, vitally important. I really honestly do. I believe that. And one of the things that I think is most important is the ability to prioritize securing the border. I don't care what you do, but if you don't secure the border, nothing's going to work because the cartels are too smart. They are too damn smart. The cartels have mastered this thing. They're business people. They find solutions to problems. And that's one of the things I learned on this trip to southern Texas. And until we do that, until we prioritize securing the border, nothing is going to work. And it's going to continue to be a problem. A very complicated problem with very complicated solutions. Anyway, we'll talk about this at length. You may want to join in. You're welcome to do so. In fact, I've got a couple of lines open right now. 844-263-8232. That's 844, the number 2, Nevada. You want to talk about it? We'll talk about it. That's all coming up in our next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Ronnie the Tax Lady. Do you or your business owe money to the IRS? Then call me today and get qualified for CNC tax status and you won't pay the IRS a dime. That's right. If you qualify for financial hardship through the CNC program, you won't pay the IRS a dime. Call now and speak with a tax professional, 800-699-3301. That's 800-699-3301. Or go to RonnieTheTaxLady.com.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance. care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Kevin Child will join us, former Clark County School Board of Trustees member, and a guy that knows where all the bones are buried as far as the Clark County School District. And one of the things we're going to talk about is this recent poll where 75% of the teachers' union's membership voted no confidence in Dr. Jara. And that's got to be scary. The guy that is spending tens of millions of dollars on our kids' education, and they don't trust him to handle the money. And I'll be honest with you, you can count me in there too. That's awful. I want to go back to the Sunday shows because this was a gold mine. I had to edit like crazy. Newt Gingrich was on Fox and said it was this is cut two, by the way, Jim, that it was a strange week for the Biden-Harris reelect campaign. This is not the sort of thing that if you're running as an incumbent, you want to hear. Not only the bad news relative to polling, but just the way things fell last week. It was not good for the president, and especially an aging president. Listen to this.
I actually thought the most amazing video of the week for Biden was when he could not remember that he had been in Ireland.
Right, yeah.
And that he's stumbling around, where was it that I was at? I mean, he seems to be steadily getting more forgetful. And that's a pretty weak base on which to run for president.
Yeah, we're all watching it. It's not just the age. The number is not what's important. It's his mental capacity. And we are all watching it decline every single day. Newt, I want to get your take on Anthony Blinken as well in a second. But do you believe that Susan Rice leaves the White House the day before Biden makes this announcement is a coincidence? I mean, I feel that this is very significant. I don't know if she's going to be managing somebody else's campaign, if she's going to run to challenge Biden. What do you think's going on here? But clearly, Democrats are divided over Biden's reelection bid.
Well, I think at a minimum, it probably is a sign that she said, don't do it. And he said, I'm doing it anyway. And I think she just didn't want to be part of a Biden reelection. And I also think that I was very struck when Mark Halperin in his Wide World of News ran the video of Michelle Obama on stage with Bruce Springsteen. She's playing a tambourine. She recently had 9,000 people at an event with Oprah in Los Angeles. I think Republicans had better pay significant attention to Michelle Obama. I hadn't believed that until I saw her on stage with Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. I thought, you know, this is not a person who's hiding. So it's conceivable that Susan Rice and others are beginning to say they're not going to be part of some kamikaze reelection campaign with a guy who can't remember what he did yesterday.
Yeah. I saw the video as well on Twitter, and apparently they're traveling with Steven Spielberg and his wife. And, yes, she got up on stage, again, sparking my questions about Susan Rice.
I just love this. I absolutely love this. Newt Gingrich, so darn smart. One of the things that, and I'm going to see if we can squeeze this in, because Ronna McDaniel is the one in charge of getting more Republicans elected around the country, and in particular win the presidency. But now there is talk in the Trump campaign that he might not debate. That if we have one of those great debates here in Vegas, he might not show up. This is cut number five, and this is Ronna McDaniel on Fox News Sunday. What if Trump skips the GOP debates? Here it is. This is cut number five, Ronna McDaniel on Fox News Sunday.
Debates. If you're even or down, you do debates. But when you're way up, what's the purpose of doing the debate?
He also wrote on Truth Social, he said, if you're leading by what he's called seemingly insurmountable numbers, and we'll get to the polls, why subject yourself to being libeled and abused? So what happens if he doesn't show up?
You know, that's his choice. And every candidate's going to make that calculation. They're going to decide, when do I announce? Do I go to Iowa? Do I go to New Hampshire? Do I debate? And that's going to be his decision. What I think is the American people want to see these candidates. They want to see what they're articulating. And especially, what is your plan to take us out of the misery of Joe Biden? What are you going to do to help our kids in school who are dealing with fentanyl and TikTok? What are you going to do to help get us energy independent? People are really hurting right now in this country. So I look at the debate not just about Republican against Republican. I look at it as our party making a case as to why we should win the White House and defeat Joe Biden. And that's one of the factors as to why I would say everybody should get on that debate stage.
Does he miss an opportunity if he doesn't come? Or is he, as he says, sparing himself from potentially taking shots and taking hits that, you know, are tough for any campaign?
Well, he's going to make that determination. His campaign will make that determination. I will just say this. People are struggling, and they want to see our plan as a party as to how we're going to win. So I do think it's important to get on the debate stage, but also remember, hey, who are we against? It's Joe Biden. Who's doing this to our country? Joe Biden. And I think one of the other takeaways we took from the midterms in 2022 is that we don't just need independents. We need every Republican. And we need to bring every Republican together. We had states where Republicans wouldn't vote for Republican nominees. Mm-hmm. And that was a big factor in why we lost some key Senate races. Mm-hmm. So we need to come together and remember who we're against in November. And that's going to be this Biden White House that is destroying our country.
And that's the problem. That's the problem we had here in Nevada. Where Republicans didn't just stay home, they organized against Republican candidates, and we can't have that. I'm going to be making a series of speeches over the course of the next 3 or 4 days. And one of the things I'm going to talk about, along with border security, is this idea, this whole notion of what we need to do between now and 24. You know, November is going to be on top of us before you know it. I mean, I'm sorry, but it just plain is. We've got obviously some big primaries that are going to be important. But at the end of the day, it's what happens in November of 2024 that is going to dictate the future of our country. And we got to be on the right side of this whole thing. This should be a slam dunk. You look at what the Democrats have done. It's obvious. It's obvious what they've done. They have tried to destroy this country. They've tried to destroy everything that is good about this country. And we've got to stop them. And the only way to stop them, we can't do it with an armed revolution or, you know, January 6th type of protest. We need to stop them at the ballot box. That's what we need. That's what we have to do. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back tax,